This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
News report from BBC Learning English.
Are you fed up of endless traffic jams and overcrowded trains? Then how about travelling to school, university or work in your own jetpack? A company in New Zealand is building a one-person jetpack that will go on sale in 2016. It's designed to be used by emergency services, but the chief executive of the company believes that it won't be long before it'll be available for everyday transport. Realistically, though, personal flight is likely to remain elusive for most of us. Across the world, with populations growing, congestion, pollution, and travel stress look likely to rise. Major cities are approaching this challenge in different ways. Some are spending money on big infrastructure projects. Others see the future lying in greener transport alternatives, such as electric and hydrogen-powered vehicles. Cities like Copenhagen, Paris, Madrid, Barcelona, and Mexico have rolled out electric bike-sharing schemes. But the really big change lies not in the type of transport, but how we use it. According to some experts, in 10 or 20 years, the types of transport may not be that different. We will still have buses, tubes, and trains, but everything will be integrated. We'll simply decide where we want to go, and an app will work out the fastest and cheapest way to get there. It'll give you choices based on its knowledge about you, the traffic situation, and even the weather. For example, it might calculate that it's a nice day. There is congestion on your normal route, so it'll book you an e-bike or an automated taxi.
News report from bbclearningenglish.com.